He must have understood that he wasn't going to get out of this alive. He put his hand up and I walked over to him and he grabbed me and he said, "I'm not who you think I am. I'm not who you think I am."
Leighton Burton vividly remembers visiting his father in the hospital during his final days in 1993. 72-year-old Jack Burton was battling cancer, but there was another battle raging on inside of him, one between the identity he had been assuming for 72 years and his true self.
After he passed, I went to my mom and dad's house, and I kept thinking about this. And then the phone rang, but it was one of our neighbors down the street. And she said, "Leighton, I just heard about your dad." And I said, "Yeah, he passed this morning." And she said, "Was it AIDS?" And I said, "What?" I said, "No, it was brain cancer. I don't understand." And she said, "Oh, never mind." And she hung up.
Between Jack's cryptic final words and a weird question from a neighbor, the cogs in Leighton's head began to turn.
I started digging through my dad's stuff, and I found things. I found apologetic letters to my mother about the whole situation. I found pictures. I found magazines. Finally, it was an epiphany. Oh my God. I think he was queer.
Confirming his suspicions with his mother, Leighton spent years coming to terms with his father's most guarded secret, but he took the pain he felt and turned it into art. He decided to reinvent himself and headed back to school to get his film degree at the U of R. He created a short film called Separate Beds, examining his parents' relationship.
I always felt that my parents' marriage was somehow different, just not quite like the relationships that surrounded us on the 12 block of Gray Street.
I didn't want my father's legacy, his memory, to be forgotten. I didn't want him just to be another queer guy who hid his whole life and didn't get to live who he was.
It's been 7 years since Leighton made that film. 7 years of educating himself on queer identity, of advocating for change, and 7 years of trying to discover who his dad really was. But in the end, he already knew.
I looked at him as Jack, my dad, the architect, the photographer, the music lover, the guy who, you know, made my world so good and who inspired me to be who I am today.
In Saskatoon, I'm Alex Brown.